As the United States takes the first steps to create a new government in Iraq, it's already apparent that the Shia Muslims, who form a majority in Iraq, intend to play a major role. But there are many Shia leaders in Iraq. Family and religious rivalries have already led to two murders, and the possibility of greater violence hangs over the Shia community as it struggles to fashion a coherent political strategy. Najaf, site of one of Shia Islam's holiest places, the shrine of Imam Ali, is the focus of the most intense maneuvering in the new political climate. From Najaf, NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
These days, Iraq is seeing a flowering of religious fervor and ritual that was violently repressed during the rule of Saddam Hussein. Outside the gold-domed shrine of the Imam Ali, these men are chanting the virtues of Hussein, the son of Ali. The death of both in the 7th century led to the creation of Shia Islam. 1 week ago, two religious figures, one a longtime opponent of Saddam Hussein, who had returned to Iraq only 2 days earlier, were killed in the shrine. Najaf is still on edge. For the most part, U.S. troops stay out of the city. The mood here is suspicious of American motives and fearful of further conflict.
What we need for Iraq is a democratic government. No Americans, no parties. And we don't want any division, any part of Iraq, under any circumstances.
The speaker is a follower of Ali al-Sistani, the Grand Ayatollah of Najaf, one of Iraq's most prominent clerics. Al-Sistani has been in hiding in recent days because a rival Shia group led by the son of a religious leader who was murdered several years ago threatened to kill him if he did not leave Iraq. In an effort to calm the mood here, there's much talk of reconciliation between the two sides. But al-Sistani's doctor, Abdul Amir Saeed, admitted that the Grand Ayatollah still does not feel it safe to go out in public.
The situation is still a little bit unstable because he's a symbol for millions of people, not even in Iraq, the Middle East, in Europe, and all over the world. He must be, in one way or another, in a secure place till the situation is more secure and more stable.
During the fighting in Najaf, U.S. Central Command said that Ayatollah Sistani had issued a religious decree instructing his followers not to do anything to interfere with the U.S. war effort. U.S. commanders had hoped to enlist Sistani in the process to create a new government. But today, Sistani's son said there was no such decree, that Iraqis can run Iraq perfectly on their own, and that the Americans should leave. He declined to say whether his father would participate in the American effort to create a new government. On the other hand, al-Sistani's rivals, led by the young Muqtada Sadr, have been cast as vehemently anti-American. But today, his spokesman said if the United States came here to overthrow Saddam Hussein and find weapons of mass destruction, those are perfectly fine goals. We hope the Americans are telling the truth, he said.
The American administration and Mr. Bush also said that they are going to give the Iraqi people a government elected by the people themselves. So we are looking forward for that, and we hope that God would help us in performing a government like that.
There is much confusion among the citizens of Najaf as well. They do not understand why electricity and running water have not been restored to the city. Rumors abound that the Americans want it that way. The U.S. has kept itself at a distance from the Shia rivalries and especially from the shrine of the Imam Ali. But this morning, before dawn, a U.S. patrol seized several Iraqis in one neighborhood in the center, which only led to more rumors about nefarious American aims in Iraq.
We woke up today morning with the sounds of tanks and shooting. The American troops entered here. We don't know why. We don't know whom they took. People are angry because of the current situation in the city, and also that they are bringing people who are not trustable people. They are putting them here as a governor for the city.
Few people here will say they support the U.S. outright. One who does is Ayatollah Sistani's doctor, who insists the U.S. must not leave before it helps Iraqis create a stable government. In his view, it's other Arab governments and the Arab media who do not want to see Iraq benefit from this war.
They wish Iraqi people to go into conflict, to kill each other. They want the Shiite to kill each other. They want the Shiite to fight the Sunni. They want the Arab to fight the Kurd. They want the Kurd to fight the Turks. The people of Iraq have been under repression for the last 35 years. Leave us in peace, please. Leave us in peace.
This afternoon, gunfire erupted in the center of Najaf. It was not clear who was firing. There are no police and no U.S. troops to maintain public safety yet. Under these circumstances, religious and political rivalries here could easily explode in more violence. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Najaf.